Hello and welcome to Courageous and Free. I'm your host, Jacqueline Mack, Clarity Coach, Rapid BS Clearer, and Wealth Activator. I'm also a retired high-ticket sales specialist, corporate trainer, and speaker. Now, I have designed this podcast for busy moms and dads, business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate executives that are just like you. A tool to efficiently and effectively get clear on what fulfillment, purpose, and confidence means to you, as well as clear away all the BS to not only increase confidence and clarity rather easily, but transforming into the happiest and wealthiest version of you, which is living your dreams like a boss consistently. My genius and superpower is helping successful high performers create new boundaries and beliefs to lead them back to their truest desires, whether it's escaping the 9-to-5 or falling back in love with it. I help people live their dreams like a boss with inspiration, the expectation of success, and the fearlessness to show up in their truth confidently while operating only from their zone of genius with ease, without apologies and no shame for wanting it all and actually consistently living and receiving it all with grace and ease. If you are sick and tired of the hamster wheel to nowhere, are stuck in the guilt of wanting more, scared to commit, too freaked out to quit, have fears about failing, are constantly stuck in old ways of being and doing life, and yet know, like really know you were meant to have, be, do, and experience so much more, yet confused on the how, not sure who, not sure where to start, when it comes to making the necessary shifts without freaking out or feeling like a failure or giving up on your dreams, then this podcast is for you. So are you ready to live your truth, live a fulfilling life for the first time, or up-level your success? Then what are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, real quick, before we jump in, I want to share with you the most critical, powerful prompts to reset each month with clarity, confidence, intention, and energetic momentum. These are the prompts that I've been using in my one-on-one coaching, as well as my group coaching, and even for myself before I ever even shared them with the public. These 7 prompts are what I use every single month, my clients use every single month, to start to understand what it's like to decide from and live from your vision. So if you're ready to ditch regrets for good, if you're ready to master your days versus your days controlling you, if you want to make decisions that no circumstance can stall, then these prompts are for you. And if you think you're too busy, I promise you, you can find time to master these prompts every single month in less than 20 minutes. Don't forget to grab that link in the show notes to grab your prompts today. So let's jump into
the 10 things people give their power away to. The 10 things that are robbing you of your power, your success, your fulfillment in both business and life. And these 10 things, which I found very interesting when I kept researching, like, what is everybody giving their power away to? Because I know what my clients give their power away to. I know what I, in the past, have given my power away to. And it's really interesting what came up in the research outside of my bubble of the thousands of people I've coached over the last couple decades in the high performance and human potential world. Now, what I found interesting is that all of these pieces actually lead up to the 11th thing that I'm going to share at the end today, which kind of summarizes it all. So let's get started. The first one is external opinions. How many of you have actually given your power away to somebody else's opinion, meaning you made a decision based on somebody else's opinion? This is a place where limiting beliefs are created. One of the many places limiting beliefs are created. This is when you allow the opinions of others to overly influence your decision-making process. And as many of you know, or if you're new to my world, I help people with breakthrough mastery, decision mastery, how to live from the vision, how to make decisions from the vision. This is the person that you are becoming. And this is the person that is also shedding the old, the familiar. And it can be kind of uncomfortable at times, because if you've hit any level of success up until now, and much of that success has been attributed to, I don't know, other people's opinions, for example, then it's hard to stop that firing and wiring pattern and behavior of giving, AKA your power away to those type of situations and circumstances. And it will keep showing up until we slow down and start to notice what we're noticing, which we'll talk about here soon. So the first one is external opinions. This is, like I said, one area where limiting beliefs are created. And the second one is fear of failure. Hello, that's probably one of the biggest talks that you could hear in the social media land and self-help world, is that fear of failure, which I call that false evidence appearing real. I probably learned that 20 something years ago at probably one of my first networking events when I was a young pup in the corporate world. And when I think about the fear of failure, I think about how people surrender their power away before they even get started. And honestly, again, this impacts how you make decisions. Are you not making that decision of a yes because of the fear of failure, the fear of what if all these things go wrong, and never even thought about what if it all goes right, or what if it turns out better than you ever imagined? So that's number two. Number three is past mistakes. Past mistakes. Where have you given power away due to a past mistake? And you shouldn't have to dig deep for this one, right? This is another place, again, where limiting beliefs are formed. We have limiting beliefs about why we can or can't do something because of a what? Past experience. I like to call mistakes just mistakes. They're a simple mistake in life. It's not truly failure unless you quit. And if you quit because it's just out of alignment, that's not really quitting, right? That's called pivoting in my book, right? So when you're giving that power away to past mistakes, you're preventing yourself from being able to grow and expand. This is why I tell people, get super comfortable with being uncomfortable if you want to A, run a business, step into a higher leadership position, become a parent. That's definitely one that will put you in some very uncomfortable situations. But in all of this, we get to have fun. We get to, right? We might say we can't, or we don't know how, but it is a get to, and this is all part of living life by design. The next one is perfectionism. Ooh, I'm a recovering perfectionist over here. Do I have any other recovering perfectionists in the house? This is another form of delay. This is when we think we need to be perfect before we can get started, or think we need to have all our ducks in a row, or think we need a certain amount of certifications or qualifications in order to move forward. And this also leads to that decision analysis paralysis, which I highly recommend you break that cycle as soon as you are aware of it, and every time you are aware of it. Next one would be comparison. How many of you have compared yourself to somebody else? We'd all be lying if we didn't answer yes at least once, right? We are meaning-making machines, and we are comparing constantly, and social media opened up that gate on a thousandfold, right? Now we have access to compare ourselves to other people across the globe, which before, if you grew up in the 80s like I did, the only person I was comparing myself to was the kid on the bus, right? There wasn't anybody else to compare to. When you start comparing yourself to others and you allow that to impact your choices, right? Either in a negative way, but you can also do this in a positive way. But most people give their power away, which is a negative way, to not do the thing because they're comparing themselves to others. This is also a form of dissuasion, by the way. So I've talked about delay. We've talked about dissuasion. This is all a distraction. Those are the three Ds I talk about in another podcast episode. Societal expectations. Ugh, this one I didn't even want to talk about, but it's true. These are old paradigms. I'm an old paradigm ball buster, and I don't believe in them. I don't believe there's only one way to fulfillment. I don't believe there's only one way to a rich life. I don't believe there's only one way to be successful, right? Because we all define those things on a very personal level. And if we're not, whose definition are you borrowing? And are you putting too much pressure on yourself? And does it even matter? Like, really think about this. What societal expectations are you giving your power away to that are considered quote unquote the norm and aren't your authentic desires? Because if they're not your authentic desires, stop. Stop. If it truly, truly is a deep desire for you, okay, great. Then that's not really a societal expectation. That is your own expectation. So what are you going to do about it? How are you going to align to it? What do you need to change, pivot, reset, set boundaries around so that you can live that out? Next one I want to hit on is lack of self-trust. Real trust, real faith comes from knowing how to tap into and trust your intuition. We all have it. whether we listen to it or not, ignore it, activate it. It's all within us. I believe God does not make mistakes. I believe what we desire, we deserve. And those desires were put into our souls for a reason. I have specific desires. My husband has different desires. Some of them overlap, some of them don't. And at the end of the day, when you're not trusting your own desire, or when you're not trusting your own instinct towards a desire and your capabilities, this affects your decision-making big time, right? How many times did you not try something or actually do something because you didn't trust yourself to do it? Think about how many times that we didn't actually trust ourselves. But why? Because of limiting beliefs, because of either past experiences or somebody else told us we weren't what? Good enough, tall enough, old enough, young enough, have enough experience, have enough credentials, didn't get the right degree. There's so many limiting pieces to the self-trust that we can overcome and that we deserve to start to rewire, right? Our subconscious mind to fire and wire the new. And so when we think about how this all works together, this next piece is that short-term gratification. How many times have we done this? Avoiding the decision because of lack of self-trust, because of societal expectations, because of perfectionism, comparison, past mistakes, which I said before, failure and fear of failure, external opinions, all goes down to this short-term gratification. If I don't do the thing right now, I don't have to get uncomfortable and I can make up this other excuse and it sounds better for now, right? That is a delay. It's sneaky. It's a super sneaky sucker, but it's the biggest dream killer of all dream killers. When you prioritize that short-term gain of, again, I'll take working out for an example, sleeping in, hitting the snooze. It's like, I'll lay here in bed versus get up and go for that walk. I'll lay here in bed versus going to the gym. I'll hit that snooze. I'll put it off till next month. You know, what's another month to start that business, start the podcast, do the thing that you're desiring to do? Create that fulfillment, climb that ladder, get off the ladder. There are so many things around this that we will delay our long-term fulfillment for a short-term satisfaction or gratification. And then imposter syndrome, which I did a podcast on probably 2 episodes ago. So if you haven't listened to that, go grab it, because imposter syndrome is really allowing those feelings of inadequacy to dictate that the decisions and the actions. So when you are thinking of imposter syndrome, it's also in the other category of dissuasion, that chitter chat, limiting belief talk in your head. Dissuasion is the action or process of trying to persuade yourself or someone not to take a particular course of action, because most of the time our brain is trying to keep us in what? Survival mode, trying to keep us in the familiar because it's predictable, and what's predictable feels safe. And then we talk about undefined values. This is what was number 10 when I did my research. And I was like, okay, which ones are the big ones? I picked the biggest ones across the board, not just from my coaching background. This is like global, right? So when we don't have defined values, how do we know what to say yes to or what to say no to? It takes courage to get uber clear on what you stand for and what you don't stand for. When you make decisions without a clear understanding of your personal values, it will lead to dissatisfaction. I promise you that. Or you're going to end up making decisions based on somebody else's values, which may lead to that as well. Now, here's the big one. This is the one I want to share with you because I believe it should have been number one listed, but it wasn't. I almost wanted to say money. How many of us give power away to money? Either we have too much money so we can't do the thing, or we have too little money so we can't do the thing, which really boils down to a limiting belief. What's your money story? What's your time story? I hear this all the time with my background being in high ticket sales for over 20 years. People would always say, it's money, it's time. There's never enough of money. There's never enough time. Now, here's the cool thing I get to share with you. You cannot buy back time. That's a fact. You can buy time into the future, hire other people to do things for you, to give you more time to do the things you fully desire, but you can't buy back. I can't buy back 5 minutes ago. I can't buy back the last year. It's done. Right? So when people say they don't have enough time or money to do X, Y, and Z, it's a cop out. They either don't know how to say no and set boundaries, or they just seriously lack what it is possible, like the idea that it's even possible. So they're stuck in this like lack mentality that has been firing and wiring for decades, and that continues to be the biggest block for most people. And this is the hardest part to swallow, is that most people don't realize they are giving their power away to lack mentality of money and time. They truly believe their situation or their circumstance is the only way it will be and can be. And I'm here to tell you it's not. It does not have to be that way. Just like you can say, what if all these things happen? I'm super scared. There's a gazillion what ifs can turn out better than you can ever imagine. Do we allow ourselves to be creative and curious, or hire someone to help show us the way? And again, all of this leads to delay, which is the world's deadliest dream crusher when it comes to living life and creating life by design. So if any of this is resonating with you and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I give all of those things, I give my power away on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a regular basis, or you're not sure, start to just notice what you're noticing. Jot these down, put them on a cheat sheet next to your bed and say, huh, check in every 90 minutes and be like, did I give my power away to any of these things? Did it feel good? Did it not feel good? And if so, what can I start to notice what I'm noticing and pivot and structure differently? If you need help with learning how to reset, I have those power reset prompts. If you are looking for my cheat sheet, I have the 5 ways to become more aware of what you're giving your power away to. This is the 5 steps, super simple. You can do it in 5 minutes or less. There's a cheat sheet. DM me over at Jacqueline Mack on Instagram, or DM me over on LinkedIn, Jacqueline Mack, or go to Jacqueline Mack Coaching. Either way, connect with me and just send me over aware, the word aware, or power, and I will send you over this cheat sheet. So go back, re-listen to this episode, write down the ones that really stick out, write down the ones that don't. Give yourself some space and grace to really figure out when and where these things are taking your power away, because you're allowing it to. Nobody can take your power away. Nothing can take your power away without your permission. But you're like, but I'm not giving permission to. Yes, you are. You are. You just don't realize it. And once you realize it, that awareness is the first activation to set yourself free. So I'm sending you away with so much love. Until next time, bye for now.
Wow, what an episode. One more thing before you go. Thank you for investing your time with me today. I truly mean this. The one thing no one, not even the billionaires, can buy back is time. Not the last 2 seconds or day or week or year. So thank you for investing time for yourself with me today. So if this episode got you inspired, activated more clarity on what's blocking your desires, or sparked more confidence than ever to take action toward your dreams, do me a huge favor and leave me a review. It will mean the absolute world to me and allows other busy, successful humans like you and I to find the show with ease. And it is truly the best way not only to show your gratitude for what I am sharing, but allows me to evaluate what the future episodes should be.